T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rebbe.
Let's go, let's get it on. Oh, Peters!
Hey, got a fight. Thornton and Rebbe are exchanging punches.
The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Oh, perfect training camp tune for our next guest, Darren Dreger, TSN Hockey Insider, Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550. Normally Fridays at 11:30. But missed him on Friday due to New Year, so we wish him a happy New Year. We ask him about the sponsor divisions now, and I said going to our last break that all the eyes of the hockey world will be on Buffalo tomorrow with Jack Eichel and the other injuries returning to play. So is that true, Darren Dreger? Good morning, and what do you know?
What do I know specific to Buffalo? Good morning. And the injury issues in Buffalo, is that what you're saying?
That is.
Kind of went all over the place there, Petey. All right, well.
Threw a lot in there.
Yeah, you threw a lot in there. I believe Jack Eichel and Victor Olofsson are going to be fine. They're good to go. And I believe the Buffalo Sabres are awaiting word on Zemgus Girgensons. But beyond that, that's about all we know. And as I think we can all understand and appreciate, there's not a lot of detail to those injuries around the National Hockey League, not just in Buffalo, but around the NHL that is being divulged at this point. But as we also know, moving forward, when the regular season starts, if it's anything COVID-related, then the identity of the player or team personnel will have to be disclosed publicly. So we'll wait and see.
That's Darren Dreger joining us here on Tuesday, so don't be surprised. So will everybody be – is everybody kind of wondering what's going on with Jack and what he'll look like when he comes back, or are they just kind of focused on their own territorial stories? Because I feel like he's one of the game's biggest stars, and he didn't start training camp. So, you know, I'm just wondering if it'll be as much of a spectacle as I think.
I'd be surprised if it is, Petey, to be fair, only because you guys know how hard Eichel trains, right? Now, there's a difference. So I'm reading about players in multiple NHL camps. We're talking about how great it is that camp is going to be shortened. It's only 10 days. Nobody seems to be complaining too much, maybe aside from the odd head coach or manager, about the fact that there are no preseason games. I think players are very much looking forward to going from camp and into the regular season. But you do need time on the ice. And it's not just about being in shape, obviously. It's about being in game shape. But I don't think there's going to be much to worry about Jack Eichel. You know, when Sabres sources tell me that he's good to go, then that means he's good to go. And he's not going to need a whole lot of time to get up to what would be perceived to be his near 100% and ready for the regular season.
Now, let me ask you, Dregs, is Jack Eichel going to be the best player in the newly named Mass Mutual NHL East Division? And how much money is the NHL making on these named division, if you have a number?
I don't have a number, but I just sent that email probably about 20 minutes ago, so I haven't got it back yet. It's going to be considerable by our standards, of course. It's got to be in the millions of dollars. Anytime you're talking about title sponsorship, you know it's going to be a hefty number in pro sport. I'm amused by the reaction to it on social media, specifically on Twitter, and people complaining about it. Who cares? I don't care. I mean, are any of us going to get used to calling, the North Division, the Canadian Division, and all of that nonsense? No, unless they shift back, and they probably will, to what the normal divisions are in healthier times in 2021-22. This is going to be a short-lived thing, and I applaud who's ever behind the marketing aspect of this. The National Hockey League can't create enough revenue streams. Unless we want to see players go through negotiation hell moving forward, as they have this year, not going to change in the offseason for next year, and it's not going to change in the offseason after that, because likely the salary cap is going to remain flat at 81.5. Well, so you have to get creative, be it, the helmet ads or naming the division or attaching a title sponsor to the division. That doesn't bother me one bit. To me, that just fits into the theme of common sense. You're just trying to create as many dollars as possible. So I'll find out, Marty, on what the expected return is on these title sponsors, and I'll get back to you.
Awesome. I got a question for you, Dregs. We had the argument to open our show here today. As you know, and you've probably watched all the games and how Canada is doing at the World Juniors, Dylan Cousins has played exceptionally well for Team Canada. And we're talking about when the World Juniors is over, do you feel, as of right now, that Dylan Cousins will have a place in this lineup on a regular basis this year?
I believe that the Buffalo Sabres think that he can help that team right now. And they're going to give him that opportunity, yes. In fact, after the game tonight, or maybe first thing in the morning, depending on what happens tonight between Canada and the USA in the gold medal, Cousins is going to make his way to Buffalo. Now, no different than any other player, particularly a young player. He's going to have to earn his ice time. But based on what I'm hearing out of Buffalo is that they like what they've seen in the tournament, not just because of the points, right? It's the detail, the attention to detail in his game. The old cliche that he plays that 200-foot game, I think we've seen that, as part of his dominance with Team Canada. So I'm going to say, Reds, on the short term, he's got a locked spot in Buffalo, but they're not going to force it either, right? If he shows signs that things are starting to slip, then that'll be up to Ralph Krueger and Kevin Adams to determine what his next path is or what's the best place for him to develop. But coming into Buffalo, he's most definitely going to get a chance to continue to play with the confidence that we've seen on the world stage.
Darren Dreger tuning in with us here, TSN Hockey Insider. You can follow him on Twitter at Darren Dreger. You should be following him on Twitter. If you listen to this show, you should be following him on Twitter. If you don't normally listen to the show and you just caught on today because we were scrapping earlier, you should follow Darren Dreger on Twitter.
What were you scrapping about?
This conversation right here, Dregs, and actually, you kind of screwed me at the start, and then you slid in two very key statements that really helped. You said he's got to earn it, and they're not going to rush him, but he will get his chance. I agree with all of that. Just the question was how many games. Marty said 52. I say no, but that was our argument. That was it. And Craig was, I don't want to say where Craig was because he was on my side.
They twisted my words, Drags, because I said Dylan Cousins is one of the top players on the Sabres roster right now. I take him over Tobias Reeder. I take him over Riley Sheehan and over many other.
He compared his entry to the team as Connor McDavid to the Edmonton Oilers.
I said you're twisting my words. Dregs,
Craig,
help me out here.
Craig,
I got radioed by those guys.
Are we honestly right now, you're going to sit there and you're going to say that he's better than Tobias Reeder and Riley Sheehan? You said he was one of the top players on the Buffalo Sabres, Marty. Give your head a shake. The kids.
Anyway, what? Dregs, please.
That's what we were arguing about, Dregs. Welcome to the show.
That's fantastic. Well, Marty, you're a good buddy here. He's a good player.
Let him down, Dregs. Give her.
He's not going to be one of the Buffalo Sabres' top players initially. I mean, obviously, he's going to need time. I mean, that's pretty clear. But tell you what, fellas, I didn't realize how big Dylan Cousins is. I didn't. I mean, he plays a nice game. He's not overly physical, but you don't have to be internationally speaking. But at 6'3", as he gets, you know, a bit more man strength, if you will, there's not going to be too much that he can't handle. But, geez, Marty, give him some time, for heaven's sake.
Okay, Dregs, listen. What I want to know from you is your expertise in the insider work. So when will Dylan Cousins be available to the Sabres? Because I want him to play as soon as he's officially available for them.
Yeah. Well, I believe that the NHL quarantine does take into effect, right? So he'll come out of Edmonton. He'll be in Buffalo at some point tomorrow at the latest. And then I believe you have to go through, what, 4 negative tests in a span of 7 days? And then he's going to be available. So that essentially wipes him out of training camp, obviously. And who knows, he may miss a game or two, depending on when he's ready to go in the regular season. And I'll tell you, fellas, I mean, I know that, you know, before Christmas we talked about Team USA not getting Nick Robertson, the Leafs' decision for not sending him, and that was it, right? It was because of the scheduled time and the mandated time, you know, moving from Canada, you know, into the U.S. from Buffalo's perspective. But even if Robertson was going to fly commercially from Edmonton to Toronto, he still had to abide by the commercial quarantine in Canada. But there's also an NHL quarantine that the players have to follow as well. So I believe it's 7 days.
If I make a phone call to the league and I say Dylan Cousins is in a bubble in Edmonton, and I'm going to send him a private jet, I'm going to put him in a bubble wrap outfit, and after the game tonight, I'm putting him on a private jet, and he's joining the Sabres, would they softened up on their protocol for guys like that?
Well, you know what? I mean, again, it's something I'm going to have to follow up on. That's an excellent point, because prior to you know, the protocols being ratified by the NHL and the Players Association, you could do that. And that was even if you didn't go into the bubble, right? You know, you as long as you had a private plane and you flew from Montreal to Florida, as an example, you could avoid all the nonsense. So that's an excellent point. When you're leaving the safety zone of Edmonton, where they've been tested every day for how many days? God, these kids, you know, probably have been tested 30 times already, if not more. You know, if Buffalo is a plane, and I might have misunderstood from my source, because that's why I kind of backed it off a little bit a few minutes ago when I said my expectation is that he'll be in Buffalo after tonight's game. But I just thought that, okay, well, let's see how the game goes. Maybe he gets on a flight tomorrow morning and heads to Buffalo. I don't know. Maybe the Sabres do have a private plane waiting for him in Edmonton. So, again, that's an interesting question. I'm going to have to check on that because I am not a quarantine protocol expert by any stretch of the imagination. So that could be a loophole that makes a lot of sense, going from one perfectly safe environment already into another one.
World Junior gold to a private jet. I mean, is there anything more legendary? And then ripping up the tournament and scoring, too?
Petey. Come on. He's one of the top players on the Buffalo Sabres. Get him here as quickly as possible.
Marty, does he wear an A? Is he going to get an A, Marty?
Oh, you guys are brutal.
Welcome to the Izzy. Dregs, listen, we got to walk on eggshells around here. You say something stupid, it's the lion's den. You get killed on this show.
You literally, you know, sometimes we're nice to guests. They'll come on, they'll say things, and, you know, you've never said anything stupid. But, I mean, you know.
We're waiting for it, though.
Yeah, we are waiting for it. If you agree with Marty, though, that might have been the moment, Dregs.
Yeah, it's going to happen for sure.
Dregs, should I go out and throat punch Rivs and PD right now? Is that a throat punch moment?
Yes, it is. It is. You want to know who's deserving of my throat punch right now on the Rain Dregs podcast? It's Slava Vesisov. Did you guys see what he said earlier today? You probably talked about it because you don't miss anything.
We haven't talked about it yet, but we know what he said.
Well, he said that not one of the Russian players would have made Team Canada. And you know, he's clearly pissed off because, you know, they lost to the powerhouse Canadians, but yet again, you know, they don't advance to the gold and they're playing for bronze and all that. But I understand the passion and the fire and almost now sounds desperate come out of the Russian Ice Hockey Federation. That's just flat out mean, and it's ignorant, because when you look at the number of quality players on that Russian team, I know Canada is loaded. I understand that. But to look at that Russian roster and suggest, just flat out say that none of those players would have made Team Canada is absurd. It's ridiculous.
Does he use the Russian accent and the media as it was taken out of context?
No.
Maybe, I don't know.
Because sometimes they might have come to, you know, he could say, not one of the players could play on the Canada. But I meant tonight, he could say, tonight they could not play on the Canada.
Petey, I believe he said it on Russian.
Like tonight, I meant tonight, not like at all. Of course, we are very good players. Russian descent, Dregs. Russian descent.
Good accent, but I believe he said it on Russian TV. So it's not like he was taken out of context. He was speaking Russian when he did say that.
Maybe he was saying it in English to the Russian TV and they misunderstood him. Anyway. Well, that's interesting, Dregs. That's a bold statement. My dad told me that this morning, and I honestly don't think I was really fazed by it. I was like, oh, wow, okay. I mean, but there's been worse things said. I mean, talk about you want to talk about a message. I mean, that's a hell of a compliment to Canada, though.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. At the end of the day, it's a 19-year-old tournament, so they're not kids. I guess by NHL standards, they are. But you know, Team Canada is a very good team. Team USA is a very good team. That Russian team was a very good team. Canada was clinical against the Russians, especially in that first period. But you know, there's probably 10 Russian players that are going to be soon in the National Hockey League. So I don't know that Slava's.
Have you ever seen old school footage of Fetisov training and stuff?
I believe
there was a documentary, I think, about the Russians and all this stuff. Yeah. And when they moved before he came to New Jersey, and they were showing, like, he trained with someone like sitting on his shoulders. He would like run and body check a tree. Like, this guy comes from a different kind of expectation of his
play. Yeah, it's where Rocky trained.
Exactly. Sly Stallone and Rocky Balboa.
Yeah. No, but it's true. He really did.
There's two documentaries. There's one called Red Army and one is called Of Men and Miracles. So those two are really good for those that want to see them. But, Dregs, who do you got tonight for the Canada-US? I know you're Canadian, but do the U.S. stand a chance against Canada tonight from your expertise?
Of course. Yes, of course they do. I mean, Zegras has been so good in this tournament, and he's not alone. I mean, Caulfield has gotten better as the tournament has gone on. I mean, that Kaliev goal last night, man, like, that was so good. And I watched Benson Wright a lot through minor hockey days, and he was a man among children at Pee Wee. He was like 6'1", and our guys couldn't believe how big and how good this kid was when he played for Mid Fairfield. But their goaltending is terrific. I guess the only reason, aside from me waving the Canadian flag, to think that Canada has a distinct advantage is to how dialed in Canada has been in the games that matter most. You know, the Finns push the Americans right to the brink, right to the brink. And that's just typical Finnish hockey, right? They're relentless. And Finland looked completely out of sorts against Canada in the quarterfinal. And not because they didn't play well. It was how well Canada played. And I would fast forward that to what we saw in the first period, as I mentioned, against Russia. If Canada continues to play that way and they get out to that start against the Americans in the gold medal game, then Canada's going to win. It's that simple. But I'm not going to disrespect the Americans. Team USA is a good team.
Darren Dreger, he'll be back on Friday with us at 11:30. We'll have some more fun with him. Happy New Year. And circling back all the way to the start of the show when we were talking about the divisions being sponsored and you saying people don't like the reaction. Here was my reaction. I said to the guys, cha-ching, whatever you got to do in 2021, yeah, Sell that Squarespace on the cup. Sell it to some big sponsor the 2020, 2021, you know, I don't want to insult any company. So insert big company here, Stanley Cup champions, and just sell it all. Whatever you can do to get the revenue going. It's a business, right? Dregs, thanks for your time. Happy New Year, man.
Yeah, Happy New Year, guys. Have a great week.
You as well. Darren Dreger.
PD, the Enterprise Car Rental Stanley Cup.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's right. So you grabbed a league sponsor, and that's exactly right. The Enterprise Stanley Cup 2020.
The Jägermeister Cup. Ooh, that's a good one right there.
And then you fill it with, it's full of Jäger and ice. When they win,
you win it.
Come on, Marty. You just made $10 million for the league, there.
I'll take a cool $1 million.
If the league would listen to us, we could make them $150 million today. Today, you just made them $10 million right there, and you could go even further. We'll be right back. Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550, dis or dat on the other side of the break. Hope it's a good one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I think you get with this, because this is where it's at. You can get with this, or you can get with
that. Hey, welcome back to the Instigators. Darren Dreger was great. Love the throat punch. That's his go-to move. And maybe we'll have more throat punch during the season with Dregs, because he does that on his podcast with Ray Ferraro all the time. But anyway, it's time for this or that. And Petey, I need your help for the first this or that. Can you do the Russian accent again, the way Slava Fetisov was speaking? I just want a sound to remind, because it was fantastic.
How much you got? You pay me 500, I give you accent, okay?
That's Max Afinaganov, but okay. I want to stop up at Tisov.
I don't know. I just made that up on the spot.
Okay, well, anyway, what I want to know, and Rivs, this is going to be for you only, because PD can't take part of it. This or that, did it sound more like a Russian accent, or is it more like Count Dracula in the way that he talks in the movies?
Wow, well, you know, on a show where we're supposed to have fun, you're going to discourage me by making fun of me. That's
no, it's fantastic, but I want to know if it was a Russian accent or Count Dracula. This or that, Rivs. Go for it.
100% Count Dracula.
I was going to say 100% Russian accent.
You guys didn't know that Count Dracula was Russian?
Well, maybe he is.
There's got to be a Russian. You don't think they celebrate Count Dracula in Russia?
They probably do.
Yeah, exactly.
And so should we. Okay, listen, we had a lot of fun. What?
He lives at the Kremlin.
Is Transylvania close to Russia and the Kremlin, to Moscow? Okay, listen, real this or that here. I saw a tweet, and I'm going to pull it up to give the proper credit. So this was from Bill TCB. The NHL had put a tweet out. It said, two studs, one choice. Which third-year defenseman will score more points? Rasmus Dahlin or Miro Heiskanen? Which third-year defenseman will have more points this year? Who you got, this or that, Dahlin or Miro? Rivs, go first. You're the expert on D.
I'm going to go with Rasmus Dahlin. I think that he is a point-producing freak on the back end. He's played exceptionally well in his first 2 years in the National Hockey League. 44 points as a rookie defenseman, which is unheard of. Followed it up last year with a 40-point season, but was on pace for 55. I would think that Rasmus Dahlin is definitely going to have a strong season. You know, we have more offense to work with for Rasmus Dahlin. I think the power play, if that with the amount of talent that we have on that first power play, I would think that Rasmus Dahlin would be putting up a lot of points this year.
PD, who you got, Dahlin or Miro Heiskanen? More points this year, this or that?
Okay, I have to preface this with something. We have been called homers before.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this because...
Have we?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But they don't know what they're talking about. But listen, I am going to say Dahlin with 100% certainty, but Miro Heiskanen could be right there, and he you know what I mean? But Dahlin, he could get... He could get 60. I think he gets 60 points this year.
Well, there's 56 games, so
I know how many games there are, Marty. Thank you very much.
Whoa.
Okay. I will say this. I will say Dahlin as well, just because Dahlin, in my opinion, will be on the first power play, and John Klingberg is usually on Dallas's first power play unit. So I think that will be the difference, is the fact that Dahlin will gather more power play points than Miro Heiskanen, but Heiskanen had 26 points in 27 playoff games this year. You know, there was the preliminary round, then the first
round. I think
you
could see a change there, Marty. I think you could seriously see a change of the guard on the number one power play. We all know that Klingberg has been that guy in Dallas for many years. He did have a little bit of an off-season point total-wise. I think Miro Heiskanen will take over on the number one power play, just like Rasmus Dahlin did. He took over the number one power play over Rasmus Ristolainen last year. But Miro Heiskanen will be the number one guy. But listen, last year, Dahlin had 40 points in 59 games.
Yeah.
Miro Heiskanen had 35 points in 68 games. He had 5 less points, and Dahlin played 9 less games. Dahlin
had the concussions, which took him some time to get adjusted to it too.
Dahlin, I'm telling you, and I agree with Petey, he might be a little bit bold on saying that I can see him getting 60 points. I'm going to tell you this, Petey. I don't think he's going to get 60.
Neither do I.
If you look at Dahlin looking at a 45-point season in 56 games, I mean, that is a monster season. So I believe that Rasmus Dahlin in his third year is going to have a coming-out party himself. I think he's going to be playing a lot more minutes than what he's played in his first 2 years. I look for big things from Rasmus Dahlin this year.
No, I agree with you. And listen, Miro Heiskanen got lucky. He completely dominated, and it was this coming out party at the summer during the bubble playoffs, and Dahlin wasn't there. I think Dahlin is going to get close to a point a game. That's what I think. And Rivs, what's next?
Yeah, I was just going to say what separates Miro Heiskanen from a lot of the defensemen in the league and even the best offensive ones is Miro Heiskanen is probably one of the best skating defensemen in the National Hockey League. That's his number one asset is his skating ability. Great player. He's a super player.
Oh, good player. Okay, how about this one? This or that? Which one is more likely to be traded? Pierre-Luc Dubois with the Columbus Blue Jackets or Patrick Laine with the Winnipeg Jets? We know Pierre-Luc Dubois finally got his contract, but there's still speculation that he would be a candidate to be out of Columbus while Patrick Laine says he's not worrying about it, but there's been some rumors about him. So which one is more likely to be traded, this or that, Dubois or Laine? PD, we'll start with you.
The other, because they're going to be traded for each other.
Well, then that would be, we'll save that soundbite and we'll say, hey,
I was on the conference call with Kekalainen this morning.
Okay.
So I heard him say it.
So you stayed on the call longer and you heard the chatter offline of what was going on. Okay.
It wasn't really muted. Yes.
Which one would be more likely to be traded, Laine or Dubois, this or that?
Well, this one is like a tap-in. Patrick Laine plays on a team that already has 2 and 3, 4 superstars just like him. Nikolaj Ehlers, Kyle Connor, Scheifele, Wheeler. I mean, they are stacked on the offense in Winnipeg. They can afford to move an elite player in Patrick Laine. You go and look at the roster that they have in Columbus. Pierre-Luc Dubois is their future. He is their star. He's their best player by far. He is going to be a terrific, terrific player for the next 15 years in this league. It makes zero sense to trade Pierre-Luc Dubois right now. Zero. Yeah,
and the Winnipeg Jets do need some help on the back end. I mean, they've lost Tyler Myers, Dustin Byfuglien. They've lost Jacob
Dubois.
Trouba.
Way
they've
better
lost...
than Laine.
Huh?
Dubois way better than Laine.
I would take Pierre-Luc Dubois. If I had a choice between the two players, I would take Pierre-Luc Dubois every and all day of the week. And this takes nothing away from one of the elite goal scorers in the league in Patrick Laine. But Pierre-Luc Dubois and where he plays, he's a centerman. He plays a 200-foot game. He scores goals. He adds assists. He plays a physical game. He is a terrific, terrific young player in this game.
Okay, and last but not least in this or that, or maybe if we have time, I'll throw in another one. This one comes from our very own Brayton Wilson, who is managing the board back at WGR right now. He puts out a tweet late last night. I don't know what he was doing at like 7 hours ago, so 4 a.m. He was probably waking up to get to the morning show. But anyway.
Guy lives 100 miles from the studio.
I know, and he covers...
He lives 100 miles from the studio, and he comes in every morning for the morning show.
Yes.
One of the most committed people to his job I've ever met.
And then yesterday, he went and covered the Sabres scrimmage, and then probably got a nap at some point in his car, maybe. But anyway, so Brayton puts out a comparison of the two skaters who are likely to be the finalists for MVP of the 2021 World Juniors. Both have been absolutely phenomenal, but... He would guess the nod would go to Trevor Zegras, that he has 16 points for the U.S. And the other guy is Dylan Cousins, who has also 16 points for Canada. Cousins has 8 goals, 8 assists. Zegras has got 6 goals, 10 assists. This or that, who is your MVP right now? Trevor Zegras or Dylan Cousins? And by the way, I just got a text from Brayton Wilson. He says, naps? Ha 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 ha. He probably doesn't even have time for naps, so the guy is dedicated. So anyway, who do you got? MVP, Dylan Cousins or Trevor Zegras, this or that? Rivs, go first, since you like Dylan Cousins so much.
Well, I'm going to go with Zegras, no question about it. He's a much better player. he plays in the United States, and that's where we're all living. So I don't want to have any hate thrown at me. So I'm just going to go with the American kid. No, listen, both those two guys have had a fantastic, fantastic tournament. Zegras is the real deal. I think he was drafted 9th overall to Anaheim Ducks the same year as Dylan Cousins, if I'm not mistaken. But both are surefire players in this league. One's a left winger. Dylan Cousins played right wing in this tournament. Both are fantastic players moving forward. I really wouldn't be able to pick. They're both fantastic.
Buffalo Sabres selected Dylan Cousins 7th overall, and two picks later, you are absolutely right, Rivs. Trevor Zegras was drafted by the Anaheim Ducks. Rivs, PD, who do you got for MVP right now, this or that, Cousins or Zegras?
Well, I do know that I know Cousins is one of the best players on the Sabres. But that being said, that's a joke for anybody tuning in. We had a little debate about that earlier. But I'm going to say Zegras only because 8 of Cousins' points came in a 2-game total of 26-2 wins against the Swiss and Germany. So
yeah.
I feel like Zegras might have been a little more not more effective, but just anyway. Yeah, I'm going to go with Zegras. Not taking anything away from Dylan Cousins at all.
Trevor Zegras had, I think, 5 points in a 10-0 win.
Okay.
They both took advantage 6, of it.
So he had less. So, I mean, you got to give him a bit of an edge.
Yeah, Cousins had 6 points in a 14-2 or whatever it was game against Germany. So, okay, I'm going to go with Dylan Cousins just because I feel that the goals – matter. He's got 8. He's been a leader with Team Canada, which lost Kirby Doc before in the pre-tournament game, and Kirby Doc was going to be their captain, and Dylan Cousins really stepped up to fill that void and fill really the offensive need that Canada needed. So just because you guys picked Zegras, I'm going to go with Cousins. So I guess that's it for right
now. Can I ask a question before we go to break?
No, I believe it's 50-50. I'll be honest, PD, this is about as half and half as a this or that as there's ever been. So you guys pick one, I pick the other. That's the way.
So do you believe that those two players currently right now are in the running for the MVP?
I think they're the only two.
So what about Bowen Byram on defense?
He's been really good. You're absolutely right.
He's been really good, Marty. Take that back. Because I'll tell you right now, he's been a stud.
Yeah, okay.
So why is he not in the every single time he's on the ice, you knew he was on the ice.
Yeah.
He's a stud. And I'm going to tell you this. I don't even want to call him a dark horse. This is a player that was drafted 4th overall to, I think, the Colorado Avalanche.
Yep.
He is the most NHL ready player in this tournament by far.
Okay, so why you want to give him, you think he's MVP right now? When you think of Canada,
I think he could be MVP
player. You think it's been Bo Byram?
I would pick Bo Byram right now if there's an MVP currently right now with the games. And I'm going to tell you this, I've watched more World Junior Hockey this year than I've watched in 15 years.
I'm going to tell you this.
Petey the other day came up to me and he said, I can't believe how good Bowen Byram was.
You're lucky you're saying this, because I was gonna throw you right under the bus about how you remember what you said about him?
I think I said he was very good, but you were like, this kid.
No, Marty, go to break. I'll tell you exactly what Riff said about him. I can't believe he's saying Bowen Byram.
You want to give PD a chance to rebuttal on that one? We'll take a break here on the Instigators. One last segment before the day's over.
You're the ultimate. Right back. Look at that face. Look at it.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
I will make this quick and very painful. It's very appropriate that it's 52 minutes after the hour. Final segment here on the Instigators.
2 minute warning.
WGR 550. 2 minute warning.
What did he say? What did he say?
He said, I texted Craig on December 29th at 7:14 p.m. and I said, Bowen Byram is my favorite player on Canada. He said, Byram is average at best. I said, average? Come on. He's their best player. And I spelled it T-H-E-I-R, by the way. He said, Byram is elite amongst mutts. And then I had no interest in rebutting to that.
Yeah, but that's on the 29th.
I think he was, but here's what I know. Craig and I talked after. Craig and I spoke after. He goes, I was jerking your chain, Petey, because you were, I know how much you loved him and how physical he is. And I knew I just, he was trying to do it to me, what we did to you. What?
I'm going to come to Riv's defense. That was on December 29th. They were playing Germany and Slovakia, whatever. Now they played Finland. They played Russia. Now you can see the quality of the player that he is. So
Riv's kudos to me because I saw it sooner. Yeah. I saw it sooner.
Yeah, kudos to you.
He was so dominant against those teams that there was no way that he couldn't have been dominant against the other teams. Well, guys, I had a lot of fun today, Marty. Tough day for you, though.
I'll do this anytime. I love it. I'm so glad hockey's back that we can argue and not like just go along with for the ride. This is great.
Well, that was a good ride. It was a good ride without hockey. You know what? Hockey's back, but I'm going to pat ourselves on the back. Oh, we did a hell of a job hanging it together, keeping it together with no hockey to talk about, no sports at some time in the middle of the summer. Nailed it. We got to go. Josh Allen, MVP. Bills, yes. Super Bowl champs. Check in with One Bills Live next. Instigators are out. We're back tomorrow. Jack Eichel back on the ice for practice tomorrow. You'll catch it all right here. Instigators, WGR 550.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.